This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, throughout history, He dealt with those who tried to mock the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you guys heard of Khusro the Second? Put your hand up if you heard about Khusro the Second. He was the king of kings in Iran and non-Iran. Right? They called him Khusro the Victorious. He was considered the last great Sasanian king. Is that clear, my brothers and my sisters? This man was powerful. Right? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent the noble companion Abdullah ibn Hudhafah al-Sahmi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as a messenger with a letter to deliver to this man, this king, who was the king of kings, they called. And I think in Persian they say Shahan, right? Huh? Shahan? But Shahak is a chess move, sahih? You have Shahan and then you have Shahak. Shahan is a term that the Persians use to refer to someone as the King of Kings. And we know this is a loft, a phrase that we need to what? Stay away from. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prohibited us from calling someone Malikul Amlak, as mentioned in the hadith. And he said, La Malik illallah. And the same applies to the judge of judges. You can't say that. King of Kings, ila akhiri. Ala kulli hal, Kisra, that's what he was called in Arabic. Arsala ilayhi an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khitaban yad'uhu ila al-islam. He sent a messenger that was carrying a letter to invite him to al-islam. Fabimujarradi an yasma'a anna ar-rasula qad bada'a al-khitaba bismih qabla ismi Kisra. مزق الكتاب فقال. You know, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم will start his letters with من محمد بن عبد الله. From Muhammad, the عبد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Right? The servant, the slave of Allah عز وجل. May peace and blessings be upon him. The mere fact that he started the letter in that manner, he became furious. What did he do? He cut it up. He cut up this letter to shreds. وَاسْتَعْلَى بِغَيْضٍ. He became extremely haughty and angry with that. عَبْدٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقْصِدُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَبْدَأُ كِتَابَهُ بِنَفْسِهِ قَبْلِي. A slave from my slaves. Who's he referring to? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He starts a letter with his name before mine. وَمَزَّخَ الْخِطَابَ وَطَرَدَ السَّفِيرِ. He cut this letter up to shreds. He expelled this messenger from his palace. فَلَمَّا وَصَلَ الْخَبَرُ إِلَى النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قَالَ. And when this now reached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَزَّقَ اللَّهُ مُلْكَهُ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rip his kingdom to shreds. Who would normally be the closest to a father? Son, right? What do you think happened to him? Who do you think killed him? ابنه الكبير فقتله ثم ما لبث أن قتل هو ثم قتل من قتله وحتى تمزق ملك كسرى. His own son ended up wiping him off the face of this earth. This was only after a short while. After a short while of him tearing this letter up in shreds. His own son killed him. And it was only a matter of time, after some period, that the son was killed and the one who took over was killed, and the kingdom of Kisra was torn to shreds. وَأَخَذَهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَفَتَحُوا بِلَادَهُ كُلَّهَا فِي عَهْدِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. They conquered it, the Muslims, and it was taken by the Muslims in the time of the Rashidin, Khulafa al-Rashidin. My beloved brothers and sisters, and those who are going to be listening from the Rafidah, making fun of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, belittling him in any way, shape or form, or his companions, it is feared that you will have a similar ending to this. Let's now speak about a man called Lars Vilks. Who knows about Lars Vilks? Huh? Is anyone here who's Swedish? أحد يعرف؟ Lars Vilks was a Swedish cartoonist who sketched the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of a dog. From that moment on, all the way up until he died, he was living under police protection. October 2021, he was traveling in a civilian police vehicle with two bodyguards. Imagine, brothers and sisters, right? 24-hour surveillance this man has. On an empty motorway, his car lost control, swayed to the other side of the motorway, and hit a truck. A statement from police said it was still unclear how the collision occurred. Afterwards, an explosion. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzeen. Nobody could get anywhere near him, right? If anybody wanted to get anywhere near him, there are the bodyguards who are protecting him. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed. Until today, the police, the human being, doesn't have an answer as to how this happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the honor of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not your job to portray al-Islam in a negative way because of your actions. This is exactly what the kuffar want. This is how they want you to react. However, we will not, insha'Allah ta'ala, fall into their traps.